Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There's a statement by Carl Henry, who I believe was the first editor of Christianity Today, and I share about it in the book, and he says, the early Christians did not say, look what the world has come to, which we hear a lot of day. We hear a lot of times now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the problems in the world. But he said their message was, look what has come to the world.
Awesome.
So is this, I mean, years ago before Twitter, right? It was this play on words, super fun. And he's saying, look at, you know, this was the message when you read through the beginning of our faith, the early church in the book of Acts, that they were excited about what God was doing. They were talking about it. We just did a conference at the end of February at Wheaton College in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sharing with you a little bit before we had, before we started the show here, we had 23 young evangelistic leaders there. And it was just so fun to feature the stories of these young leaders who are seeing God move all across the world,
mm-hmm.
and especially across our nation. And through this process, we actually ended up getting a note and a special note from a guy named Dr. Ronnie Floyd, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention,
mm-hmm.
Which is the largest U.S. Protestant denomination, about 16 million adherents in the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't think we have as many up in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But they're across the nation, amazing churches, amazing people. And just before he even came to that conference, he had the opportunity to share for whatever reason on Fox News, and he's calling the nation to a call to extraordinary prayer for spiritual awakening in our nation. And it was just incredible to see. And having him gather with us, there was just such a spirit of excitement about what God's doing, a hunger, not only for, you know, the fact that we are seeing God do great things, but to see him do even greater things.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.